It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Dissident is a GOAT level bumper music, by the way.
And an underrated Pearl Jam song.
Yes, I agree. I don't even like Pearl Jam. I love this song. All right. This is the official Flyer show in Philadelphia, the biggest Flyer show. Gives you more in-depth coverage. And we went all the way to Russia to get a real expert on Matvei Michkov and the Flyers. So we bring you the newest addition to the WIP afternoon show.
And now, Russian hockey expert Vladimir Smirnov.
Ah, yes. Vladimir Smirnov, are you there?
Hello. This is Vladimir, yes.
Vladimir, Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, Jack Fritz from WIP Radio.
Hi, Vladimir.
I was told to about call with radio. Yes, go ahead.
We had you on once before. You sound different than the last time we spoke to you.
Oh, no, this is me. This is same man. Sometimes things do not always sound as they appear. So you just go.
Okay, I'll go then. It has been a tough start for the Flyers overall, but how is Matvei Michkov adapting to Philadelphia?
Yeah, I am in contact with Michkov. He is fully cooperating, and he likes New City.
He's cooperating.
Is he under arrest?
Has he found a place in Philly?
No.
Okay.
He's being taken care of, not for you to worry about.
Oh, wow.
We're not worried. We just wanted to get some insight on him. Well, what does he see? You know Matvei Michkov very well. What does he like best about Philadelphia?
Who wants to know this? It's not for you to worry about.
We are just trying to get to know him. He's one of the best players on the team. He's going to be the talk of the town here. Like, what is...
Everything good.
What's his favorite cheesesteak place?
Everything fine with diet. What is your favorite cheesesteak?
Said everything's fine with diet.
What do you mean? What's my favorite cheesesteak? What is Pat's?
Pat's is Michkov too. Pat's like that.
Wait a minute.
Michkov. That's Pat's like the S cheesesteak.
That sounds like a lie. My favorite's actually Angelo's.
He likes Angelo's.
Okay, fine.
He likes both.
Yeah. Well, Michkov coming off two games against Washington. Obviously, Ovechkin is on Washington. What's it like for him playing against one of his boyhood idols the last couple of nights?
Ovechkin is hero. He is hero to all of Russia. Michkov honored to play against Ovechkin and hope to represent motherland as good as Ovechkin represents Putin.
Wait, what?
Very close with Putin. He's also Vladimir. I take after my great leader. Vladimir.
Okay.
Go ahead. Next question.
What does Putin have to do with hockey?
Putin, Putin very big hockey. He always win. He the greatest. Ovechkin fully support Putin, even in the tournaments. We are on the team Putin and support the president in every way, on every day.
Is he a hockey guy, Putin?
He is the greatest hockey player of all. Don't be fooled by the deep fakes.
Putin's the greatest. All right.
Putin.
Okay, I got it.
So he handle, he got the power, he skate, he very fast. Everyone, he beat them all.
Okay. Well, I can see where this is going. So overall, you'd say Michkov is adapting well to Philadelphia.
Yeah, very good, very good. Here in the we have strange big following in north and east of city, a place called the Busultan at Leo Mall. Big support for Michkov goes from Busultan, Roosevelt Boulevard, Cruzetown Road, Very Road, as far south on Very as south as Sweeney's Very Tavern.
Why does it stop at Sweeney's?
That's enemy territory. Ukraine there.
Oh, come on.
What is going
Ooh, boy.
On
Maybe you, Eskin, you come to Leo Mall and show support for Mitchka, for Russia, for party. Putin will be very grateful. Maybe we have some vodka for you. Sound good?
No, what are you talking about?
You support us, right? Your name, Eskin?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes,
okay.
Russian name. Yep, all right. Well, that
is Eskin Russian?
Well, Polish, Russian. Oh, okay. Yeah, both, yeah. So,
comrade.
Well, all right.
Comrade.
No, I'm not a comrade. Thank you. There was.
I have your name down.
Okay, all right, get out of here. That was not insightful at all
not
about
at all.
Michkov. Not at all.
Yeah,
the hell was going on here?
Yeah. Nothing on the game last night?
No.
No.
Not how he's playing.
It just seems like he's trying to recruit us. Well, or me specifically.
Yeah, you. Don't bring we into this.
Yeah. Carlos of the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to pull over.
Oh, jeez.
I was listening to Shiel there.
Yep.
And now he's with the Eagles again.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You know, you tell that Lilliputian that they're redoing the Wizard of Oz in cartoon and they need people to do the Lilliputian voices and he can do the voices.
I don't know what that.
I don't know what
Yeah, I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, I know what that means. We went from Vladdy.
Yeah, like what just happened?
Yeah. We love Shiel.
Yeah.
We're simply just messing with Shiel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't actually think he's a fraud.
No. What are you supposed to do, pick the Eagles every week?
Yeah.
Who
would ever do that?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
All right. Let's try this again. Ron and Delran. Ron, you're on WIP.
Yo.
There you go. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron.
All right. And I'm not even going to ask you how you're doing.
All right.
All right.
Because I believe in the Constitution as much.
All right. Love it. What's up, Ron?
I cannot believe that Chuck left the best radio show that we have on Sports Talk Radio.
Mm. It's puzzling to all of us.
I am absolutely. And I said, I want to apply. And here's my resume.
Okay.
I am a 4-for-4 guy.
Okay.
Do I believe everything they put out? Absolutely not. Spike, I'm actually agree with you more than most callers do.
Okay.
I think you're a
in.
Level-headed. I think you're I think you're a level-headed guy. I
okay.
really do.
All right.
And I'm not putting down any other callers that want to believe everything that they put out and that's the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But just like when I called in, and I don't know if Ike remembers this, several years ago,
he does.
I couldn't find an Ike Reese jersey.
Still
I went
can.
Out, and I had one made.
There you go.
Wow.
And then I got the pleasure to meet Ike at an Eagles game, and Ike was kind enough to sign it for me, and we got a picture taken with each other. I think I want to put my application in to
okay.
be your next Foxhole guy.
Okay.
So I'm open to the floor. Any questions you want to ask me, please do.
Well, Ron, I think at this point, until we have a formal, vetting process.
You got Jack Fritz jersey?
You need a Fritz jersey, a Bloomsburg Jets Jack Fritz jersey.
I have one in my house.
And really, we just need regular good contribution to the show to show that not only are you committed, but you're an addition to the roster.
Oh, not only am I committed,
yeah.
I'm actually going to bring a sane point of view
okay.
to the radio station and your show.
Well, it's about
because
time.
Yeah.
Some of the callers,
yep.
I'm not going to name names, but
OG
Wade. I didn't say it. Some of them don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. It happens.
Okay, I can say I bleed green. I love Phillies red. But the bottom line is I call it like I see it.
That's the kind of guy that we need.
That's what we do on this show.
So, Ron, here's your first test. Next question today is give us your go-to meat in honor of National Bologna Day. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to meat?
Go-to meat?
Yeah.
It's got to be a excellently cooked prime rib.
There you go.
Ike, prime rib.
How do you feel about prime rib? Thank you for the call, Ron.
You're not a big prime rib guy.
Consider your application applied.
Of course,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Ron. Not a big prime rib guy?
Not a big prime rib guy.
Yeah, it's just okay.
Okay. Wow.
There's better cuts of meat.
Wow, poor Ron.
Well, I'm in on Ron.
It's a good cut
of
meat.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think Ron's a strong name.
It is a strong name.
I would never name my kid Ron, obviously. But anyone named Ron that's usually over 45,
yep.
Strong man.
Strong guy.
Strong yeah. name.
You know, maybe this will cleanse us. You need a new car. Your old one is scary, old banged up piece of crap. It's spooky season. It's Halloween time. Halloween's next week. And John Ashdale, the cars are in Colonial Hyundai. They're going to help you ghost your ride, that piece of junk. I always insult your car. Maybe your car isn't a piece of junk. Maybe it's just time to upgrade. Whatever it is, every 2024 Hyundai at Colonial has to go. There's over 200 of them, Santa Fe's and Tucson's and Kona's, that they can help you buy with 0% financing, and they're going to give you more for your trade than any place in the region. Consistently recognized for that. $6,500 guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. And when you buy one of those new 2024 Hyundais, it's going to come with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Stay away from the ghouls. Ghost your ride. A deal at Colonial is not going to come back to haunt you. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Noel in Boston, you're on WIP. What's up, Noel?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What up, Noel?
Jack? Mm-hmm. I won't throw my head in the ring there yet for Chuck. I got a call every day. But
yes.
I do.
Well, you don't have
call.
To.
But
yeah,
I
not every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to call every day.
Well, I like to call every day if I can.
Okay. So, all right.
Yep. So we'll see. So first I want to make a point, and then I got a question for you guys on the Jalen conversation. And it just seems like, you know, there's been a lot of Jalen hate from he can't throw to he's too stupid, can't read defenses.
Mm.
And I feel like are we forgetting? Did we not see what he just did 2 years ago? So the first point I want to make is, you know, a lot of names were thrown out earlier in the show, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff, you know, these quarterbacks. And there's one thing that I will say that these quarterbacks have that Jalen does not have, and that is they have had the same play callers in the same offense for 3 years in a row. I made this point last week or the week before. When we saw Jalen in the second year of Shane Steichen's offense, he took off.
He did.
The point that you guys made, right, he's taken on more this year with Kelce being gone. So there's a lot that he's doing. The offense has changed again. I do think he
It looks the same. What are we talking about? It looks exactly the same.
Well, I think that's a problem, too, because it wasn't supposed to look the same. But here's the question I wanted to ask you guys. And, Ike, right, you're the football guy, so
yep.
we got to put you in
listen
the hot
to these
seat,
two guys,
put
yeah.
These questions
yeah.
to you.
Yep.
All right, so,
I'll step
so
away.
Jalen Hurts, so the question that you started the show with Spike was, can the Eagles maintain this style of play, Jalen Hurts' style of play, and I'm assuming we're talking about not throwing the ball too much, and can the Eagles continue to win?
Mm-hmm.
So right now at this point in the season, Jalen has 171 attempts, right? So I will throw out the names to you. Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, Jane Daniels, and Sam Darnold. So of those quarterbacks right now, two of them have fewer attempts than Jalen and have played more games than Jalen because we had the bye week. And the other ones, the one that has the most attempts more than Jalen is only like 2.5 passes per game more.
Mm-hmm.
And has played, I think two of them have also, or three of those quarterbacks have played one more full game more than Jalen and less. And, I mean, you talk about people like Matthew Stafford, he only has three touchdown passes this year. He's thrown for 232 yards a game. Jalen's thrown for 218 yards a game. You know, Jalen's got fewer picks than five of these quarterbacks. So, I mean, if you're talking about just raw numbers, I guess my question would be, do you think, like, the Commanders, the Vikings, the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Lions, you think they can keep playing the way that they've been playing all season and keep winning?
Well, yes.
Well, they're not throwing the ball any more than we are.
Well,
they're run-heavy teams.
So here's what I would say to you, Noel, is that, first of all, those teams are... If I bet if you went back, they throw more in the first half than they do in the second half. You're talking about a few of those teams, Washington specifically, who has had a lot of leads so far this year, which the Eagles have not. So I,
but the kid doesn't throw the ball a ton.
He doesn't. The other thing I would ask, and you talked about attempts, is
a pretty ball.
I would think he does. I would ask you about the productivity of those attempts and how many of those attempts resulted in touchdowns for those guys compared to Jalen. You did a lot of it was well done. You did a lot of like stat picking there, but I think if you look at the whole picture, Jalen's advanced numbers are very mid packy right now. Mm-hmm. So, and the last thing I'd say, Noel, is that. And you said this at the top, and I want to be very clear that this is not what I mean, and I think people do this a lot, and I don't think it's what anybody else means. By saying that Jalen is not going through his progressions fast enough and is not reading the defense well enough, nobody's saying he's stupid. Like, that is a specific skill that is... a specific skill to a specific... I think I'm a smart person. I don't think I could do it. You know, I think I'm a very smart person. I don't think I could do it. It is a very specific skill for a very specific position in football. And not everyone is as good at it as everyone else. And I don't think it speaks to their... intelligence. I'm certainly not calling Jalen stupid.
Well, I was
sounds
say,
like
for
a,
you it does
yeah,
it. For
me.
You it does.
Well, and
yes.
when I don't think Greg Cosell is, I don't think Dan Orlovsky is. I don't think they
are. Well, here's the thing. That's, yeah. that's what I'm saying. You're speaking for yourself.
I'm speaking for myself.
Speaking for
okay.
yourself.
I'm just going to speak for myself.
Because some people, and I'll say this, and I'm not saying this is what Noel is saying, but when fans hear that a quarterback can't read a defense, that is the first thing that comes to their mind.
That they're stupid.
They're not smart enough to read a defense. So whether it's the intent is there,
sure.
It implies that, and that's also why fans will get defensive about it, because he is an intelligent guy. This guy went back not to graduate. The guy went back to get his master's
sure.
at Oklahoma, right? Like, to get his master's. So we know he's not a dumb person. He is a very smart person.
Sure. Not everybody who's smart is good at everything that requires intelligence.
Well, there's
football
smarts, and yes.
there's... Well, even you could have somebody that's great at math
yep.
and is not a good reader. You know, you could have...
Sure.
Like, there's all sorts of ways to be smart. So you're right. I'm speaking for me.
Yeah.
He is obviously a smart person, but when you watch the game, it seems clear, simply because of how long he holds the ball and what he ends up missing,
that's undeniable.
That part is missing for
yeah.
whatever reason.
Yeah.
That I'm not saying it's because he's stupid, but that
I don't
part,
know if he's blind or what.
Yes.
But yeah, the point is that he's not processing the information fast enough and getting the ball out fast enough.
Right.
I hear you guys. I just feel like, you know, for 3 days now we've been picking on the one play that he missed when Devontae was wide open in front of him, and he's done that before. But every quarterback does that in every game.
Well,
every
Saquon
week,
thing.
There's a quarterback that misses wide open receivers.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot to the fact that he has had three different offensive coordinators in 3 years, and Jack. Yeah, I mean, you can say it's the same offense. It's Nick Sirianni's offense. But, you know, Nick gave up play calling his first year because he couldn't do it, right? He gave it up because he's not good at it, because
mm-hmm.
it was plain vanilla stuff. So I think that has a lot to do with it. I think if Kellen Moore is here next year, and that's a big if, because if we're super successful, you know, somebody's got to go. And I don't think it can be Kellen Moore.
That's just my opinion.
If you're super successful, why is anybody going?
Well, because if Kellen Moore is super successful, if
nobody wants Kellen Moore as their head coach. Hey, let me knock. Hello, everybody. The guy has been on multiple interviews already. He had Dak with the number one offense in the league who threw over 5,000 yards. The Eagles interviewed him for a head coaching job and didn't want him. I don't think Kellen Moore is head coaching material. Some guys are just suited to be coordinators.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right, Ike. I hope he stays here, and I hope we get year two with him, being able to run his offense.
Yes.
Give us your go-to meat.
All right. I got two. I don't even like this discussion, to be honest with y'all. It's a little sick.
None of us do. Yeah, really.
But oddly enough, I'm enjoying it.
He's the one. He don't even eat.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it the most.
You're the vegan. You get to sit back and laugh at all this.
Yep.
I'm just going to go with a bone-in ribeye, medium rare.
Okay.
Medium rare. Wow.
Wow, one of those guys likes it bloody, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of blood?
Yeah.
Nah,
come on, man. Nope. See, I'm a ribeye, man. That's my go-to cut of meat.
I'm not a ribeye guy either.
You get some thickness on the ribeye.
Yeah.
Like putting that thick meat?
Yeah.
Like eating that thick meat?
Oh, Jack? Man, I get it straight from the farm, too, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
I guess still got the bone on it.
So we got do we have somebody coming up before?
Yeah, Mike Lombardi.
Okay,
Lombardi.
Okay, so
All right. Whatever that tease is, I can't wait for it.
It's going to infuriate everybody.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're excited to talk to Mike Lombardi next. First, to talk about what we've been talking about is Jalen, but also, you know, at some point during the call, Lombardi's going to do the Embiid thing, and he's not going to be able to stop himself, and I'm not going to be able to stop fighting back at him, and that will be next. So this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, real quick, you got a chance to hear Vladimir Smirnoff earlier. You can also see Joe Conklin's comedy show.
Yes.
At the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 2nd. I finally got it right.
There you go.
With Norm Klar and Vince Valentine. It's two shows, a 5 p.m. show and an 8 p.m. show.
And you can find out more at
JoeConklin.com.
And that has nothing to do with Vladimir Smirnoff. It's just,
it is. I'm sorry. Yep. Yes. My bad. Hey, I got great news for you, though. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 4-year price guarantee. Save $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, you get a $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. Now, that's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. You can't miss this. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.